Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami and Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, learned Vedic scholars conclude that the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the entire cosmic manifestation are performed by You, who are free from endeavor, unaffected by the modes of material nature, and changeless in Your spiritual situation. There are no contradictions in You, who are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman. Because of the three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, and tamas are under Your control, everything takes place automatically. Purport is stated in the Vedas, natasya karyam karanam ca vidyate, natat tamas ca vyadikascha drishyate, parasya shaktir vividaiva shruyate, svabhavaki jnana bala kriya cha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal or greater than Him, for everything is done naturally and systematically by His multifarious energies. Shvetasvatara Upanishad 6.8. Creation, maintenance, and annihilation are all conducted personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Yet ultimately the Lord does not need to do anything, and therefore He is nivikara, changeless. Because everything is done under His direction, He is called Shristi Karta, the master of creation. Similarly, He is the master of annihilation. But a master sits in one place while his servants work in different duties. Whatever the servants are doing is ultimately an activity of the master, although he is doing nothing. Natasya karyam karanam ca vidyate. The Lord's potencies are so numerous that everything is done nicely. Therefore, He is naturally still and is not directly the doer of anything in this material world. Tvataksva janma stiti samyamana vibho vidvadantya nihad agunat avikiriyat Vayaishvare brahmani no virudyate tvat ashratvat pucharite gunai. Similarly, He is the master of annihilation. But a master sits in one place while his servants work in different duties. Whatever the servants are doing is ultimately an activity of the master, although he is doing nothing. Natasya karyam karanam ca vidyate. The Lord's potencies are so numerous that everything is done nicely. Therefore, He is naturally still and is not directly the doer of anything in this material world. Tvataksva janma stiti samyamana vibho vidvadantya nihad agunat avikiriyat tvayaishvare brahmani no virudyate tvat ashratvat pucharite gunai. My Lord, learned Vedic scholars conclude that the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the entire cosmic manifestation are performed by You, who are free from endeavor, unaffected by the modes of material nature, changeless in Your spiritual situation. There are no contradictions in You, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman, because the three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, and tamas, are under Your control. Everything takes place automatically. Maum Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristai Putre, Srimate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tanamane, Namaste Sarasatam Deve, Gauravani Pacharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya De Sitarne. In this verse, it explains something about Krishna's Achintya Shakti, that although He is ultimately responsible for the creation and the maintenance, and ultimately the annihilation of the cosmic creation, still, He's not doing anything. Sarabhutani kunteya prakritim yanti mamakam kalpa shaye pranasyanti kalpa dao vishrijamyaham. At the end of the creation of the millennium, all material manifestations enter into my nature, and at the beginning of the creation, I again create them. Prakritim svamadishtaya vishrijami punak punak bhutagramam imankritsnam avasham prakritim ashat. again and again, this material nature is dissolved, and again, I'm creating it. Nityamam tani paramani, nibandanti dhananjaya, udasinadvar asinam asakam teshu karmasu. That all this work can not bind me, and ever detach, seated as though neutral. This is quite amazing, that Krishna, he's creating a material world, not only one material world, he's creating unlimited universes, practically speaking. There are more universes than there are grains of sand on the beach. And he's creating them. Generally, if we create something, for instance, if we create a clay elephant, then immediately we become very attached to it. It's my creation. We show it to all our relatives and friends. And then if someone comes along and breaks it, we lament for the next 3 days. But Krishna is creating unlimited universes just by breathing out, and he's unattached. He's breathing out so many universes, and then when he breathes in, they're all gone. All his creation is gone. This is quite inconceivable. If we suddenly created, or we had, $100 billion, and then suddenly the next moment we lost it all, we forgot where we put it, we'd be quite frustrated. But that's nothing compared to universes. But Krishna is unattached. This is his opulence called Vairagya. Krishna has six opulences: Aishvaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashashastriyaha, Jnana Vairagyaschaiva, Shana, Bhaga, Itinganaha. Krishna possesses all wealth, all strength, all knowledge, all beauty, all fame, and ultimately he possesses all renunciation. And not only is he detached from the material world, but it works perfectly. Just like if someone trains up, if one is an expert medical man, and he trains up his student to be also medically expert, then the credit goes to him if his student is an expert medical doctor. This is because he received training from the most an expert medical doctor himself. Krishna, being the most expert, he trains the material energy, you could say, or the material energy, because it's an expansion of Krishna, or Maya is an expansion of Krishna. Maya knows how to perfectly control the material world. Maya knows exactly what Krishna's desire is and how to fulfill it. Therefore, it goes on, and here it says that if, for instance, a king, in his kingdom, everything is going very nicely, the king may not be personally involved, but we give all the credit to the king. Others may take the credit also, some credit, but ultimately if the kingdom is going very nicely, credit is given to the king. There must be a good king in charge. Similarly, because the material world is ultimately under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore we give him credit. Those who are demons, they don't give him any credit. As a matter of fact, they claim that he's dead, or he never existed, or something like that, or that he's expanded himself throughout the whole cosmic creation, and now he's lost. He's like a piece of paper. You tear it up in little pieces, you throw it somewhere, and you can't find the paper anymore because it's expanded in little pieces and thrown everywhere. They say, yes, in the beginning there was a God, and he manifested the material world, and it expanded everywhere, and now he's gotten lost. He can't find himself because he's expanded everywhere. And if you want to find him, then you have to look into your heart, and when you find yourself, then you'll know God, that you are yourself God. You've just forgotten it. But this is all not true. That Krishna, He's expanded his energies everywhere. Ekadesha sitasya agya. He's just like the fire expands his energies everywhere, heat and light. But still, the fire remains in one place. So Krishna has expanded his energies everywhere, but still he remains the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is Krishna's achintya shakti. And although he's expanded his energies everywhere, his main activity is not in the material world. In the material world, it says, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. He's deputed his energy, or he's deputed his energies to perform certain functions, but he's not at all concerned about what's going on in the material world. Not that he's not concerned, but he doesn't have to worry that some mistake is going to go on. That Maya is going to forget to turn off the lights, and the electricity will run out, and Krishna is going to have to send some agent to turn the lights back on, or the fuse will blow, and the sun will go out, and Krishna will have to send an expert electrician to turn the sun back on again. But Maya is so expert that Krishna doesn't have to worry about what's going to happen in the material world. But that doesn't mean that Krishna is not doing anything, that he's completely unengaged. Sometimes there was some philosophy called, I forget what it was called actually, something like Taoism. It's not Taoism. But Thomas Jefferson was a member of this philosophy. They say that God was just like the person. He created the clock, he wound it up, and now it's ticking away, and he just left. And eventually the alarm will go off and everything will be annihilated. It's not that Krishna is unconcerned with the material world. He has his concern, but he's not doing anything in the material world. He's just like the judge. He's observing everything. He's all-pervading as the observer. Upadrasana manta cha bhartavokta maheshara paramatmiti chapyukto dehesmin purusha para. He's the paramatma in everyone's heart, and he informs Maya exactly how to arrange herself in order to accomplish the awarding the fruit of activities to the conditioned soul. Therefore, his expansion, paramatma, is directly taking part or in the material energy in the sense that he's the witness of all activities. But even as paramatma, he's neutral. As the judge, when the judge awards a huge amount of money to one person and condemns another person to death. It's not that the judge didn't like the face of the person he condemned to death. I don't like your face, you'll have to die. And he liked the face of someone else. Oh, I like your face, I'll give you $100 million. No, the judge is supposed to be neutral. He's awarding and punishing someone according to their activities under the law. Krishna is aloof. He's neutral. In that sense, he's not doing anything. He's simply telling the material energy how to arrange itself in order to award the karma phala, or the fruit of activities of the living entities. But in the spiritual world, Krishna is very active in his loving pastimes with his devotees. That's where the real activities go on. And he can perform those activities without any anxiety. Even when Krishna comes to this material world, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishakha Ki Jai. It is said that all his different expansions join with him just so he doesn't have to worry about what's going on. It is not that when Krishna, when Putana, the demon, comes to kill him, then Krishna, he gets disturbed. Oh, now I have to stop my pastimes as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan and kill this demon. in Goloka Vrindavan, there's no killing of demons. You don't go there and find, you know, graveyards of demons. There are no demons in Goloka Vrindavan, although there are rumors of demons. But even the demons, the so-called demons in Goloka Vrindavan, they're devotees. Kali, a serpent, exists there eternally. But Krishna and his friends, they take Kali, a serpent, and they ride him around the Jamuna sometimes. There are no demons there. There are only rumors of demons. But the Putana demon comes to Gokula Vrindavan and looks like it's going to kill Krishna, or she's going to kill Krishna. But Krishna, he's completely undisturbed, because Krishna doesn't even know that she's a demon, that she's coming to kill him. Vishnu, however, who joined with Krishna, he knows all this, and so it's Vishnu who kills Putana. And Putana dies screaming, expands herself 40 kilometers, knocks over a few houses in Mathura, screaming. And Krishna is still playing on her breast, thinking, oh, this is my nurse, my mother. He didn't even know that in his form as an expansion, he had killed her. He still thought that she was my nurse coming to feed me. This is called Achinti Shakti. How Krishna can simultaneously remain an innocent child in the lap of the Putana demon and at the same time kill her by sucking out her life air. It's called Achintya Shakti because we can't imagine how Krishna is doing it. But this is his unlimited potency, how he can perform these different activities. Therefore it is said here, the three modes of material nature, tatra, rajas, sattva, rajas, tamayiti, guna, prakriti, sambhava, nibandanti, namahabaho, dehe, dehinam, avya. This material body, which is made of the three modes, goodness, passion, ignorance, is all being conducted under Krishna's energy. And the soul, when he comes in contact with the material body, he becomes conditioned by the material energy. But just like the spider builds a nice web, and so many flies get caught on the web. But when the spider enters on the web, he doesn't get caught by the web. When Krishna comes to the material world to display his pastimes, he's not at all affected by the material energy. He remains in his spiritual energy. Ajopi sanavyatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim svamadishtaya sambhavam yatma maya. Krishna comes in his atma maya, in his internal energy, and remains there, undisturbed by his external energy. Although others will see him in different ways, as it says in the Krishna book, itam satam brahma sukhaya bhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena mayashitanam nara katena sukham viraju krita punya punja. That same boy, itam satam brahma sukhaya bhutya. For those who are interested in the Brahman effulgence, to merge in there, he's the source of happiness. He, to them, becomes Brahman. Or that's how they realize Krishna. That's yagatanam paradaivatena. And he becomes the Supreme Personality of Godhead for those who are interested in serving him in the mood of service. Mayashitanam narakatena. And for those who think he's just an expansion of Maya, he appears just like an ordinary child. Sakam viraju kritapunja punja. But the same cowherd boys, because they executed so many devotional service activities of devotional service for so many lifetimes, they're now playing with Krishna, just like a friend. In other words, Krishna is so great that that same Krishna can appear as an ordinary person or as a Brahman effulgence or as the Supreme Personality of Godhead or as the most dear friend, depending upon how one wants to reciprocate with him. So that same person who's creating, annihilating, maintaining innumerable universes just by his energy can become one's dearmost friend. Therefore, one devotee, he prays that I'm not worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I'm worshipping Nanda Maharaj, because that Supreme Personality of Godhead is now crawling as a child in his courtyard. That this is even more inconceivable, that God, who's so opulent, he can take the part of a little baby and struggle to lift up the wooden slippers of Nanda Maharaj. And it's not that he's thinking within himself, you know, what's going on? I in the future I'm going to lift a whole mountain. Now I'm having a hard time lifting this shoe. No, Krishna, he takes the part of a little child and he plays the part perfectly. And it's not that he's thinking, I'm God, what's going on? But he's actually thinking, I'm a little child, I'm simply the beloved son of Nanda Maharaj. And for this reason, that form of Krishna is the most attractive and is the most greatest possibility to intimately relate with the Supreme Person. I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes.
So when Krishna is playing his pastimes, then Vishnu is taking care of him. Krishna doesn't have to worry.
Yeah. Some Vishnu, they're pretty intelligent. They know what to do.
Like Krishna, it's not one person. Like I always say, Krishna is in charge of everything. So, but at the same time, we explain he's not in charge, or he's not even aware that those things are happening. So, is there any second expansion of Krishna, who's aware of?
Yeah, Krishna is aware. Yogamaya arranges everything in Krishna's pastimes. And in the material world, Vishnu, some Vishnu, kills the demons. Anything else?
Lifetimes to attain perfection. Same way Shukava mentions that it's possible to get perfection in this lifetime, in one lifetime. So how can we see those two?
Depends how serious we are. We can obtain perfection if we become serious in one lifetime. But if we're not so serious, just like Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanamante, Gyanamam Prabhadyate, Vasudeva Saravamiti Suramahatma Sudurlavaha. If you want to speculate whether Krishna is God or not, you can go on for millions of years, or many, many births, and finally you arrive at the conclusion, Krishna is God. Maybe I should do something for him. But if you accept right away, yes, Krishna is God, why should I waste my time speculating? Then at once you get the same perfection. You don't have to go through millions of lifetimes. But if one wants to spend his time speculating, then eventually he'll arrive at the conclusion that Krishna is God. Therefore it says one can obtain divine life in a moment, or not after thousands of years. It's simply a question of understanding and accepting the fact.
In regard to this point, what about the mercy of the pure devotee or the spiritual master?
Yeah, he comes and says, Krishna's God. So if you believe him, then you'll also be able to understand that Krishna's God. So Krishna comes as the spiritual master, and if you become, if you have faith in him and he tells you Krishna is God, then you make very quick advancement. If you think, well, maybe the spiritual master is lying to me, then it's a very slow process. Yeah. Yeah, we don't believe it so much then. Therefore, we have anarthas. We have some realization, some experience that Krishna is God, but that's, Krishna has two energies, Yogamaya and Mahamaya. So Mahamaya, Avaratnika Shakti, and Prakashmika Shakti. So Avaratnika Shakti covers the soul, so he doesn't really appreciate or experience Krishna fully. One's senses are covered or dull. So one can't fully appreciate Krishna. And even when one tries to become Krishna conscious, Maya says, why are you wasting your time? Do something, you're not going to be happy. It's too austere for you. Do something to make yourself happy. It's going to take you lifetimes and lifetimes to become Krishna conscious. Take a break. So this is called Prakashmika Shakti. Maya throws the living entity back into the material world. Therefore, practice, patience. Then gradually, as we realize that I'm wasting my time listening to Maya, then we'll give up listening to Maya. And gradually, we'll listen more to Krishna. One time, one devotee was saying that, oh, Maya is so strong. And Prabhupada's reply was, your determination is so weak. So Maya is strong, it's a fact, but we have to build up our determination. Take shelter of Krishna, because Krishna is much stronger than Maya. Yes.
I made a mistake this morning with the day that is 26.
Oh, yeah?
General announcement. No more questions.
Okay. Any more questions? Okay.
It's Vasanti Panchami.
First day of spring.
Vishnu Priya's appearance, Sarasvati Putya, Vishwanaka Chakravati Thakur's disappearance, Pundarik Vichanidhi's appearance, Raghunandananda Thakur's appearance, and Raghunath Das Goswami's appearance.
Okay. Krantarai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Acharya Thakur Ki Jai.
Thanks.